Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. If you are new here to the Small Pod, we like to give you all the information about the Miami Marlins for that particular day, all season long. Yesterday was an off day for Miami as they are coming off a series versus the Washington Nationals. We have breaking news coming in right now. While recording, Marlins pitcher Paul Campbell has been suspended 80 games for PED use and is effective immediately. Wow. Well, for me, the instant reaction is that it frees up a roster spot for Miami. And now they really need someone to start games for them as Paul did. But for Campbell, he was looking like a player that the Marlins were going to return back to Tampa Bay because it was very probable because he pulled an 8.74 ERA, a 2.21 whip in 11 and one-third innings this year. So this just shows for Miami that they're going to have to bring up someone. I don't think Paul is going to pitch a game ever again for Miami. So the probable one for me thinking is Anthony Bender, bringing up Bender Mania. But for Paul Campbell, it looks like he's not going to pitch for the Marlins again and will almost 100% be going back to Tampa Bay Rays. But the Marlins will be back tonight versus the Diamondbacks as we discuss, well, the first game of that series. But today is opening day. And yes, the majors already happened, but today's opening day for the minor league baseball as returns after almost a two-year hiatus because of COVID-19. Having the minors return just feels like everything is slowly coming back to normal. And the minors just mean a lot for every franchise in baseball. They can help turn one prospect into an all-star talent, and it's where every player will get their start. And for Miami, their affiliates playing AAA Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, whose roster includes Lewin Diaz, 5 overall prospect, Jesus Sanchez, 6 overall prospect, and the 7th overall prospect in Braxton Garrett. Low A for the Jupiter Hammerheads include Dax Fulton, Nassim Nunez, and Victor Mesa Jr. High A Beloit Snappers include Griffin Conine, Cameron Meisner, Connor Scott, and Will Banfield. Now here's where things get good. This is probably the most loaded roster in the minor leagues for the Miami Marlins, and it's the AA Pensacola Blue Wahoos, whose roster includes the likes of first round pick Max Meyer, first round pick JJ Bleda, top international prospect Victor Mesa, and Will Stewart. And for Max Meyer, has been announced by the Blue Wahoos manager that Meyer will be the opening day starter for the Mississippi Braves as we see Meyer in action against a pro-level competition. But it's great to be able to see the Marlins' top prospects back in action. As for major leagues, Miami begins a three-game series versus the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are coming off a series win versus the Colorado Rockies. And for Miami, a player to watch from the Diamondbacks is David Peralta, who so far this year leads Arizona in batting average. He has a .300. He leads them in hits and RBIs. But for Miami, they need to win this series after being swept by in-division rival the Washington Nationals over the weekend. The Marlins really have been stretched thin due to injuries, but have made some recent call-ups to Isan Diaz, Monte Harris, and Lewis Brinson a couple weeks ago, and Jose Devers. And kind of a funny thing that Monte Harris, Jose Devers, and even Isan Diaz all got their first hit of the year off against Max Scherzer and the Washington Nationals. And if you get a hit off Max Scherzer, including your first one, I think hopefully a lot of good things come. Hopefully now starting in the Arizona Diamondbacks series. But for me, the new series starts tonight at 6:40 p.m. Make sure to go like, share, subscribe, and wherever you get your small pot. And do remember this, go fish. And may the 4th be with you.